This is a podcast from Minute Media.
We found something. Somehow the Browns are not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs yet.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Don't give me hope.
I'm sorry I couldn't give it to you earlier, Kevin.
All right, that's good.
Christmas.
Well, I guess we're recording this post-Christmas. Post-Christmas Dogs of War. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the final episode of the Year of Our Lord 2021. This is the Dogs of War podcast. You have Kevin along with...
Morale.
And you know what? Let's just start off here real quick. Hope everyone had just a hell of a holiday. Hope everyone's staying safe. I know the whole world has COVID right now. Hope everyone out there is staying healthy. How was your Christmas? What did Santa bring you?
I got a bunch of Henleys. Henley train.
I got a Henley.
Kate's mom got me a Henley. Kate got me a Henley.
I don't own any. It's my first one.
I got a Christmas jacket. I needed a new jacket. So, check. Hooray. You asked me how my Christmas was. Well, it was pretty stressful, and it kind of ended on a...
Before 4 o'clock on Christmas Day, how was everything?
It was... magical, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it was. We all knew it was going to come down to the Browns making or breaking Christmas, and it was a fucking heck of a game. I never gone from F-bomb to saying heck before, but
hey, we're getting better.
Obviously, a kick in the nuts, and it was kind of my worst fear of them giving a there being like a blatant glimmer of hope at the end, only to be betrayed. We did Thanksgiving with my family in Columbus this year, so we did Christmas with Kate's family, but then we did a Thanksgiving dinner on Christmas night, and
was there stuffing?
Yeah, but
really,
nothing tasted good to me at that point. I was like weeping into my gravy.
Just too many barley pops at that point.
Plus I was absolutely hammered.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. But we've talked about the before we started recording, we kind of got our negative rants out of the way, but my God, how the Browns are still alive.
And that's the thing here. At the end of the day, everyone can pick apart that game and pick apart players you want to critique and say fire Stefanski, all this BS from these idiots on Twitter. But for what, the second or third time in my lifetime, I'm 33, we're still in the thick of things in January.
Yeah, no, that's like,
hello?
It's like the third time.
Like, we're still in it here. Yeah, some things got to fall and happen, but we're still in this thing here. So, to get into the playoffs, we have to win out, obviously. And then the Ravens have to lose one of their last two. And, yeah, the Bengals got to lose to... Bengals have to lose out. We have to win out. And Ravens got to lose one of their final two.
And we go against the Bengals for one of those games.
And that the last game of the year will be for against the Bengals. If we win and they lose next weekend and the Ravens lose, that'll be the division championship game for the final game of the year. Which, as a Browns fan, let's go. Sign me up.
Yeah, hopefully we can get there. Obviously, one game at a time. And
Yeah. We're not there yet. We got a lot to happen first.
And also be... People brought up a good point. I mean, not here to put everything on the refs by any means. Some of those picks were bad picks. Some of them were, it's like, what the hell? How do you not throw a flag there? Like, everyone's looking at, like, the one at the end of the game was like, how could that not be called? In what world? But that being said, the refs typically love Pittsburgh. And for Big Ben's last Monday night football game of his career, I don't see the refs doing us any favor. So no, hopefully we could just absolutely stomp them. That would be magical.
It would be magical to go into their house, his last game of his career. And I'll tell you what, regardless of if they're pissed off at one another, if they're pissed off at the coaching, if they're pissed off at the fans, this team is fucking pissed right now. They're ready to go in on Monday night, and they love playing on those primetime spots.
Yep. So, ride or die, baby. Let's see it. Go Chiefs.
You're right, because I told you the same thing. I got to practice what I preach, one game at a time, then we redo the equation after every Sunday. Do you take anything into John Johnson tweeting during the game in all caps, run the damn ball?
I didn't think that was inappropriate.
I didn't think anything of it.
I mean, one, Chubb was on fire that game. Two, I mean, Baker wasn't able to practice for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not saying don't throw it ever, but run the ball. Do what's working. We still have clock to burn. I mean, that could have been a situation. Let's say that we connected on some deep ball or something. Well, if we score and there's a minute and a half on that clock, we know that's a loss. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So many things pointed to run the damn ball. And that was not to critique the play calling, but
no, we can.
Like circumstance, like I don't care who your quarterback is, run the ball. You got one of the best running backs in the game. He's having a hell of a game, and you need to burn clock, and you have the timeouts to as a safety net. Like, oh my goodness, that was literally my fear of. Like I said, if we lose, let's lose big. If we win, don't make it a win. Or if we lose on a close play, just don't let that happen, I guess, is what I wanted. And it was like, despite the things that went south in that game, because there were also some damn good drives, and it's like, okay.
The first drive.
The first drive was great. I mean, any touchdown they scored, putting that in that, that was great pile. And it's like, oh my God, we have the ball back. And God damn that no call.
I agree. And I'm not going to sit here and say, first of all, the refs did not lose us that game by any stretch. And I don't think anyone is saying that. I hope you're not saying that because you're not very bright. I do hope that, and I will never blame the refs for a loss. It's never happened to us. Nothing's been so egregious where we've lost except Bottlegate, but we'll get there. That's in the past.
Maybe you could make an argument for LA this year.
Yeah, maybe. I just hope that with that game being the only game on in the whole world for that 3 hours and the whole world watching that game and those refs, I hope that that just highlighted a little bit more for the entire league. And it's not just that game. The reffing has been horrendous this season for all teams, not just the Browns. And we're getting to a point now where now that sports betting is becoming legalized everywhere. You know, Ohio, DeWine just signed it in the law last week for Ohio. I say Ohio twice, whatever. But the fact that there's going to be some even more money into these games now, like big-time gambling, there's going to have to be some changes here with some of these the refereeing. And they've got to be able to be reviewing things. And, I don't have the answer to it. I just know that it was not a good look. Some of those picks were just like, wow. Like, Bake, man, that is not you. And he said it after the game. He's like, I'm an NFL quarterback. I can't be doing that stuff. I mean, he was the first one to admit it. So I'm not really splitting any atoms here. I will say, and this is not Baker. This is, I'd say, is for Brady, Rodgers. If a quarterback hasn't played practice in 2 weeks, he's been relying on just doing stuff around the house and on Zoom calls. Why do you base the entire game plan around him? Again, this is not on Baker. This is any quarterback that would go in. Just the fact that you've been out for 2 weeks. I know that you've been here. He's been here for other years. Other quarterbacks have been in their system for 10 years. I'd still say the same thing. There's a big difference when you're not going through the motions for 2 weeks in a row. It's going to hurt things. So that my biggest issue is that, were some of those Baker's fault? Absolutely. Was our loss all on Baker? Hell no. Why for the last play of the game? Again, I'm not saying it's all on Baker. Why was the last series of the game where we just needed like another 20 yards to kick a field goal and win the game? Why are we trying to go pass, touchdown? That stuff, there's been no explanation for it yet, and I need to know why. Someone that knows football better than me, Stefanski, won't ever come out and say it. Why? Three timeouts, the best running back in football, the best O-line in football, pass, game, and then intercept, game over. That is what will haunt me, maybe so far, knock on wood, more than a lot of things from this season, is going to be that final drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this episode briefly to remind you about a podcast called The Knuckleheads. NBA veterans Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles are lifelong friends and bona fide truth tellers. Listen as they invite special guests, high-profile athletes, musicians, and entertainers to get brutally honest about everything from current events to untold stories from the golden era of sports and culture. Named for the on-court celebration they made wildly popular, this unfiltered, hilarious, and surprising podcast is like playing NBA 2K with no fouls. The Knuckleheads podcast brings out some of the best NBA players, past and present, to have totally unguarded conversations about sports, culture, and basketball nostalgia. Hosted once again by former NBA players Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, it is their seventh season of doing the podcast with notable guests such as Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Sue Bird, and DeMar DeRozan. Check them out wherever you can find podcasts. Again, the Knuckleheads podcast. Back to the podcast we go.
I could get here, and again, we say this every episode. Last two things I'll say. Why you and I do these episodes Tuesday, Wednesdays, whenever, is so all the hot takes can get out. We don't have to be repeating and saying all this shit that's already been said and spewed everywhere, good or bad. And number two, a month or two ago, I, on this very podcast, Dogs of War, subscribe and like, five stars, I said that I'm not ready to say Stefanski needs to give up play calling. I am now driving that bandwagon that AVP needs to be calling these plays and Stefanski needs to be CEO on the sideline. It's what it's got to be. Stefanski is cerebral. He's a genius. I mean, he's brilliant. He needs to be watching everything at once. There's a lot of times out there where he's not seeing guys that are gassed, like so gassed. It's like they need a break. Not calling timeouts. I mean, just stuff like that. And people that are saying fire Stefanski, you go take a hike right off the 480 bridge. He ain't going nowhere. I'm riding with Stefanski to the end. So, yeah, that's my qualms with that. I'm on to this weekend. I want to go stomp Pittsburgh for Big Ben's last game in Pittsburgh. What else you got left on that game?
No, that's pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Sorry. Finish your thought.
It's just you don't have to call plays. You have to be a great head coach. Find somebody that just calls plays. It's almost like he's playing chess where he's not looking at –
ignore that.
He's not what was it? What was the game where we gave the ball to Landry to throw a ball and he ended up getting hit and there was a fumble? I don't know if it was Baltimore or something.
Yes. It was right before the Raiders game. I think it was Baltimore.
So it was like, why? Because the play before that, Baker threw an absolute dime and he threw it deep. And it's like, if your guys are heating up, I don't care if it's Chubb or Baker, it's like, get a feel of the rhythm of what your guys are doing, see what's working and go off of it, you know, instead of,
get 20 more yards and kick a field goal.
You're right.
Like, we didn't have to go for a touchdown there. And I know it was his first of all, I don't put anything on. I mean, I know it was one of the reasons you could point to why, because we lost by 2 points. Imagine your first ever NFL game, your start as a kicker, is at Lambeau on Christmas Day
you're right.
For the day that Rodgers is going to pass Brett Favre. I mean, you couldn't ask for a worse setup, and I had no faith when he went out to kick that first field goal. But, yeah, kick in the mouth, punch in the mouth, stomach, that really hurt everyone. I will say we need to go finish this glass half full. Hats off to the defense.
They're not
– and, of course – Troy Aikman and Joe Buck aren't going to sit there and ever say a damn word wrong about Aaron Rodgers or Green Bay. First of all, side note, shout out ESPN Cleveland pointed this out. I didn't really notice it until they said it. I looked back at it. Those last couple minutes when we were crawling back and had a chance to win that game, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman did not mention that one time. They just kept talking about Aaron Rodgers. They did not actually – they just assumed right off the bat that there's no chance we were going to have a shot. They didn't even talk about us coming back at all. I think that sucked. Totally unprofessional, but very typical Joe Buck anti-Cleveland bullshit. Sorry, Mom and Mrs. Davis, for my words. What was I saying before that? I got angry again.
No, that's pretty accurate. Should we talk about
The defense. I said hats off to the defense to hold Aaron Rodgers and to shut him down like that at the end. Great. Miles is obviously hurt. I hope he's good enough to go for Pittsburgh. He was not 100%. I mean, he did step on Aaron Rodgers' toe. So he contributed a little bit, but defense has been unbelievable. And another thing someone pointed out, I forget where, that review, when they went to review, I forget who Rodgers threw to, but they thought it was complete. It clearly hit the ground. That was all Denzel Ward. He jumped, he like knocked that thing out. So there's just a lot of things. Our defense is crushing it right now. I mean, look at the amount of points we've let in the last, you know, several weeks. Props to them. They're healthy. Clowney's back off COVID. We'll have everyone back. I'm ready to go into Pittsburgh and just stomp this team on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no, that would be a Christmas miracle.
Hey, because Raleigh, it's Big Ben's final game. Big Ben's final game at Heinz Field. And how great would that be for just the cherry on top of what happened at the end of their season last year? If we got to – now, granted, I know they beat us a million times and whatever. But his last game for us to go in there and win. Now,
that would be a miracle, Christmas miracle, but a week and a half later.
Yeah, by the way, that Green Bay, if we would have came back, that would have been maybe the
greatest win. Christmas of all time.
But maybe the best win since 99. But I also get nervous. So I'm gonna go down and go back up here. That because it is his last game and all the pageantry is going to be going on, that – you know, that just doesn't really ever work out well for Cleveland in any kind of sport. But yo, that team is toast right now. They're already in U-Haul mode, ready to get out of there. So I hope we go in and just absolutely stomp. And I'll tell you what, say what you want, think what you want about Baker, about the team, the offense, the coaching right now. I'm riding with everyone because I'm here for the team. I'm trying to win a bowl, y'all. I'm trying to win a bowl. But I will say, and anyone can come at me and debate me on this. I will. This is the team in the locker room that has the guys to bounce back after something like that. The last 2 weeks, the last two losses, the way we've lost those last two games, this team is pissed. Again, I think they are very good taking that energy and putting it on the field. So 1 week at a time, let's stop Pittsburgh and we'll go from there.
Amen to that. Should we talk about the New Year's?
Yeah, we got to get pumped. We got to get a little happy here. I know it's been a rough season. This whole season is just the dumbest football season of all time. Let's go New Year's resolutions. What's been our favorite Browns moments of the calendar year 2021? That's two seasons, technically. And then what are some New Year's resolutions we have for, we'll get there later, but yeah.
Favorite Browns. Number one, it's got to be Tom Seipel.
Tom Seipel takes everything. So it's everything besides that because he obviously wins.
Yeah, just Google Tom Seipel and figure it out.
Shout out Tom. Shout out Tito. We need you guys these next couple of weeks.
Favorite on-field moment? Big Ben crying. A lot of meme material from that and just a magical moment for so many reasons.
And what's his name? Breaking his TV in his living room.
Yeah, the Steelers. Like,
Baker Mayfield do that to you, man.
That was
about as Pittsburgh as it gets right there.
That was magical.
That is up there.
The Chubb contract?
Chubb contract, Chubb extension, absolutely.
Chubb cereal, more on Chubb.
Chubb crunch was great. The draft?
The draft was tight.
We had a great draft.
And hopefully.
What are we missing?
There's
more.
The Cincinnati Bengals win.
That Bengals win this year because I say horrible things about the Bengals, and I only have a few months left of that because my soon-to-be brother-in-law is from Cincy and a Bengals fan, so I'm going to have to start being a little more respectful as an official member of the family. But until then, and I am going to – I say terrible things about Cincinnati and the Bengals on social media, on this podcast. I love Cincinnati. I have a great time when I go there. Some of my best friends live there. I just get a real, real, real big problem when they just come at Cleveland, the city, or the teams unprovoked, because then I'm going to come in and lose my mind. We'll talk about that next week. But, yeah, the Cincinnati win was huge. And also, when Baker ran, when we called that play after the car model that Colin Cowherd called him, and Baker ran for that first down to clinch going to the playoffs – The disciple game.
When he that slid was in awesome. There, that was dope.
Yeah.
That was the fumble at the beginning of the following game. Really just the whole thing of, you know, like, we snuck by their second team and then just smashed the first team, the starters.
Just great.
Thing of beauty. Yeah, that's all I got. We are alive. We are beaten. No, not beaten.
Yeah, everyone's beat up.
Yeah, we're beat up. We're not
everyone's
beat.
Beat up.
That's
everyone's
the line. Beat up, not beat. Hope is alive.
We came into this. We knew it was 17 weeks long. We're still into this. Everyone could be all, hey. We are still, the season is not over. We can talk about and complain about anything we want at the end of the year. There's still plenty of time and ways for this to be a hell of an end of this season. I mean, please God, we cannot give up. I'm not giving up. I know, sure as hell, no, you're not giving up.
I ain't giving up.
I know the people that we have listening to this podcast, most of them aren't giving up. This is no time to let that guard down. It's time to get even more pumped up than we have been in a very long time. Can you dig it?
Hell yeah. Let's go out on that, huh?
Let's do it. Thanks for the Dogs of War podcast. Happy New Year to all. For Raleigh, for myself, good night, Cleveland. I still believe.